97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Aubrey O'Day is on the line. Aubrey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
I love it when Aubrey O'Day calls me Big Papa. Good morning to me. Oh, my goodness. So you've been a busy, busy girl. I mean, obviously, you went through everything with making the band, Danny Kane, and now you got your own stuff out. Congratulations, Automatic dropping. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
A long time coming on the solo stuff.
It is, and it's been definitely a long, hard journey to get here.
And of course, tell me about the single. Where did you write it? Who produced it? How'd the whole thing come about?
Yep, I wrote it with Adonis, who's my producer on All About Aubrey. He is a 4-time Grammy Award winner for people like Mariah, Usher, Beyonce. And he also wrote for Danity Kane. And it's actually the first song that I recorded in the studio. It's the theme song of my show, and you also see me recording it on the show. And it's a dance track. It's a pop urban, and it's basically saying, it has the message that, you know, you don't have to put on the Louboutins and the expensive shoes and the hot outfits, that you should be able to walk into any room and have your presence be automatic.
Absolutely. All About Aubrey, of course, is on Oxygen. You can check that out at 10 o'clock. And the new single, Automatic, is available midnight on iTunes. For all of your Aubrey O'Day needs, check out AubreyO'Day.com. Aubrey, do you think there's a lot of misconceptions about you? Because when everything happened with Danity Kane, and you were in the group, then not in the group, then in the group, it was like it was a back and forth. And then it seemed to be like you got vilified in the press. Do you think that was fair? Do you think you got a raw deal as far as the media goes during that whole thing?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I think in general, because I'm a really nice girl. I'm very smart. I have, interesting life experiences and things to share and inspire the world with. And I kind of had my voice heavily muted because of, photo shoots or images or very dramatic portrayals of who I am in the media. And I think that a lot of it spun from Diddy's interpretation of how that situation ended, which was not accurate. And, it was a lot. It was a lot of drama. It was a lot of hard days, and it definitely hasn't been easy to overcome. And I think that there was just many points where I had to learn to believe it. No one else did.
You know, and it's funny. Again, we're talking to Aubrey O'Day. The new single, Automatic, drops midnight on iTunes. And, of course, All About Aubrey on Oxygen. AubreyO'Day.com is the website. It had to have been tough. Because you've done your thing, and then all of a sudden you're on this show, and you're trying to become part of this group that became Danity Kane, and Diddy's involved, and everything kind of goes the way it did. And Diddy's obviously got lots of people around him, lots of PR people, lots of whatever, and there you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was almost like, I equate it to being almost like a deer in the headlights at that point in time, just because you were just like, because Lord knows if it happened to me, that's where I'd be, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I was a poster child for everyone that got fired in 2008, and there was many that were asked to leave and go, and I think that all you can really do is try to find a way to get back up when being knocked down. And that's kind of what my entire show is about. And I think I do a really good job at inspiring others to continue to believe in themselves and believe that there is a way out of anything. And trust me, there were days where I did not believe I would get out of it.
Absolutely.
So, and now I'm here with my show premiering every Monday on Oxygen at 10 p.m. And tonight I get to release my first solo single. I just got signed to Motown Universal. And it took me a while, and it was a lot of really painful nights. But I was able to tell everyone that, you can't put baby in a corner.
That's right. No one puts baby in a corner. We're talking to Aubrey O'Day, the new single Automatic coming at midnight on iTunes. Have you talked to Diddy at all? Has that, do you speak at all? Is it you guys don't speak, or what's kind of the relationship there? And if I'm being too personal, please let me know.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm an open book. You're actually going to see me reach out to him for the first time since being fired tonight on the show at 10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 9 Central. Are you guys Central?
We're East Coast. Yeah, we're East Coast. Absolutely. So you reach out, and obviously we don't want to give it away, but that's cool that's going on. We're talking to Aubrey O'Day, all about Aubrey on Oxygen. So what's up with you as far as like personal life? Boyfriend? Are you dating people? Are you enjoying the single life? What's going on with that stuff?
I've been on a lot of really bad dates on my show.
Oh.
And kind of took a break from that after experiencing all of that for a minute. And I really just work so much. I love being in the studio. My work is very rewarding to me. And my dating life hasn't necessarily always been that. So if I need love, I just look to my two little baby doggies. And they give me all the love I need.
Well, number one, Aubrey, thank you very much for getting up for us. I can tell you need a little cup of coffee this morning, but
I know it's like I'm here at 5, so it's hard for me.
I appreciate you getting up, Aubrey. Now, with the whole dating thing, do you think it's just people like trying to put on a front because they feel like they have to impress you because you know you're Aubrey O'Day and you got a TV show and the record deal and boop, 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 boop. Do you think it's that kind of a thing, or are you just bad at picking?
I mean, I definitely don't think it's that kind of thing because I don't even think the guys even try at all to even recognize any of the things that I've done or the work that I've put in my career. I think it's probably a combination of bad picking on my part and, you know, having too big of a heart, believing that somebody can get better, or I can help them be better.
Oh, you're the person who thinks that you can change them. You're that girl.
Right.
Oh, baby. No, no.
I know.
No. All right, Aubrey, what do you look for in a guy? Well, let me see if I can be Dr. Lonely Hearts here. Let me see if I can help you in your scouting missions. Like, what do you look for?
I don't really look for anything physically. All the guys I've dated are completely different looks-wise. I would say I love guys that can make me laugh. I love guys that don't take themselves too seriously.
Check.
I love being around positive people. Life is negative enough, and life is too short to constantly be bitching about things.
Absolutely.
I love a guy that, you know, is a challenge and challenges me and doesn't let me get away with my little, like, Aubrey trickery things.
Oh, but calls you out on your crap.
I also love that he can be compassionate as well and sensitive when he needs to be.
Check, chickity, check, check, check. Yes, okay, all right. Yeah, I'm just going down the checklist. I'm nailing.
You got one? It's damn near impossible for me, so.
Well, I mean it's going to be a little bit of a long distance thing, but I'm sure we can make it work. I mean, hi, my real name is Gary. And yeah, it's Aubrey O'Day. The show is all about Aubrey on Oxygen, Mondays at 10. The new single, Automatic, on iTunes and AubreyO'Day.com. I know you got to get going. Before you go, quick six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
Aubrey O'Day, 3 shows that are on your DVR right now.
Nancy Grace, Dr. Drew. What's another one that I like? Private Practice.
Favorite toy as a child?
Microphone. My karaoke set.
You're at the bar. What's your drink of choice?
I like blackberry mojitos.
Nice. You're going on a road trip. What are your go-to snacks?
Ooh, Flaming Hot Cheetos. My go-to's.
And what do you get to drink with it?
Oh, this one's hard. Energy drinks, Flaming Hot Cheetos. Oh, I like Funyuns.
Love it. Love it.
Oh, candy. I like Skittles.
Nice. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Ooh. I'm going to say eyes, but I'm getting so hard up. I'm potentially about to say another part.
Did I happen to say my name is Big Papa? And finally...
Oh, that's why they call you Big Papa.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying. And finally... Oh, jeez. Finally, what is your favorite toy as an adult?
My pocket rocket, Sebastian.
You named it.
Yeah, his name's Sebastian.
Oh, jeez. Aubrey O'Day, all about Aubrey.
He actually makes an appearance on my show. That's definitely reason to watch in itself.
All About Aubrey, Mondays, 10 o'clock on Oxygen. The new single, automatic, downloaded on iTunes. And for all of your Aubrey O'Day needs, hit AubreyO'Day.com. I'll hook you up on Twitter and Facebook. All right, Aubrey?
Thank you, and you have to download my song tonight at midnight and play it, okay?
Absolutely. It's Aubrey O'Day, everybody. To hell with Danity Kane. It's All About Aubrey O'Day. We'll be right back. It's Big Pop in the Morning on KISS FM.